Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed a bunch of big pharma for me to use to help with my blood pressure and diabetes, and those things did absolutely nothing for me. My blood pressure was out of control, my diabetes was out of control. Well, I had to go an alternative route. So I have tried and have been using the Youngevity products advertised on DIY Health here at EFR. And the results have been very pleasing to me. My blood pressure is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight is down. All in all, I feel really good. Now, this is due to diet and exercise and the use of these products to give my body the nutrients it needs to basically heal itself. I recommend them. If you would like to try these products, please contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's 901-553-6900. Tell him what's going on and he can help you out. Now, this program has to be accompanied by self-control. You can't just pig out all the time. You have to control your diet and get some exercise, which I have done. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is number 451. We're going to be finishing the book of Romans today, chapters 14, 15, and 16. There are some notes, so you should be ready to write. Not as many as in some of the other chapters, but all in all, this ought to be a good read and a good wrap-up. Paul was speaking to the Romans and was admonishing them on how to treat their other fellow Israelite brothers and sisters in the last chapter. And this continues into chapter 14. And let's get into it here. Verse 1 of chapter 14. And receive him who is weak in the belief, not criticizing thoughts. Verse 2. One indeed believes to eat all, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Verse 3. He that eats, let him not despise him who does not eat. And he that does not eat, let him not judge him who eats, for Elohim received him. All right, there are going to be people coming into the remnant from other lands other than Judea. Okay, the dispersion will be gathering. At the time period Paul was speaking of this, there was some controversy about ego and holders of the strict law, etc., 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 not taking in some from the foreign lands because they had been raised with different customs, not the old pure Judahite customs that they had been practicing. Well, there were some of these people in the Roman provinces that were fairly well elitists. So he's trying to get them, look, these people have come from elsewhere, but they're believers and doers of the word through Yeshua Messiah. You need to accept them and treat them as true brothers because that is what they are. They are Israel, the same as you. Okay? We get a lot that come over from the Judeo-Christian churches. And CI is new to them. And it is a learning process because they have been lied to in these churches for so long, and a lot of the stuff that we have discovered to be the truth is very shocking to their belief system. They have to be treated gently so we don't run them off. We need to work with them and bring them into the fold and teach them, not browbeat them or beat them over the head with the way we do things, okay? So that's what he's talking to the Romans who were Judeans. And trying to quell their ego a bit so they didn't treat people from outside as inferiors. Moving on, verse 4 of chapter 14. Who are you that judges another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. But he shall be made to stand, for Elohim is able to make him stand. Verse 5. One indeed judges one day above another. Another judges every day alike. Let each one be completely persuaded in his own mind. Verse 6. He who minds the day, minds it to Yahweh. And he who does not mind the day to Yahweh, he does not mind it. He who eats, eats to Yahweh, for he gives Elohim thanks. And he who does not eat, to Yahweh he does not eat, and gives Elohim thanks. Verse 7, for not one of us lives to himself, and not one dies to himself. All right, let's stop right here. What is he talking about, this eating? People from different lands, some were vegetarian, some were not vegetarian. Some ate only a little meat, some ate a lot of meat. Their dietary habits were different from different countries because that's how they were raised in the different countries. But they were still Israelites by bloodline. And these people, well, if you don't eat what we eat, we're just not going to eat with you. Well, that's not the way to do it. You need to work with people and shape your lives around the scriptures, not the traditions of men that you were raised in, okay? You can't bring over a lot of the claptrap from the Judeo-Christian churches when you join the remnant, because a lot of it is false teaching. You have to weed that out, and we need to be patient and teach these people as they come into the remnant. We can't just hammer them. It's too much too soon sometimes. And if they are receptive and they want to learn, then we fellowship with them. If they absolutely reject what we have to say and cause problems, that's a different story, okay? Verse 8. For both, if we live, we live unto the Master, and if we die, we die unto the Master. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Master's. Verse 9. For unto this Messiah died and rose and lived again to rule over both the dead and the living. Verse 10. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you despise your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Messiah. Verse 11. For it has been written, as I live, says Yahweh, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23 for that. That's Isaiah 45, 23. In other words, he's admonishing these people over these petty differences that they're beating each other up with. We have to concentrate on the main goal, and that's service to Yeshua. We can argue the fine points, that's fine. But we can't run people off. There's been too much of that lately. We have to run off the absolute apostates that are teaching false doctrine and trying to divide and destroy the brethren. That's a different story. But little minor stuff, don't worry about the little minor stuff. Concentrate on getting your own personal life in order and be an example to others, and others will want to emulate you because they see Yeshua in you. Verse 12, each one of us, therefore, shall give account of himself to Elohim. In other words, you're going to have to answer for your own life. Verse 13, therefore, let us not judge one another any longer, but rather judge this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in our brother's way. You got people that are really advanced in CI and know all the rules and have been around and can quote you chapter and verse, and they have to be gentle with new converts. We have to be gentle and humble. Okay, I work with people. I don't have to agree, but if I disagree, I will quote chapter and verse and let the Word speak for me, because the Word is the only truth. Truth does not necessarily come from people, because people put opinions in, myself included, but I'll usually tell you if it's my opinion, and you can take it or leave it and research it. And I can probably give you a good background as to why I have formed that opinion according to Scripture. And I have had to search myself and my feelings and my ways because I've been brought up short by other brothers. I learn from them. I am not a know-all, be-all of anything. You know, I'm a man just like everybody else, and I make mistakes. And I keep warning people, don't put preachers up on a pedestal. We can't have that elevated status. We can't maintain it. We're men. We make mistakes. And if you stick us up on a pedestal and we make an error, all the good works that we did towards you are negated. You walk away. Oh, he didn't do this. Well, you can't expect perfection from anyone, including preachers. And that's what he's telling people here in Romans. Don't expect perfection. Do the best you can and be gentle and kind to your brethren. And if you know more, then teach. Relate what you know. Show them in the Word. You know, that's the whole deal. We have to help one another, even in the faith, not just physically. We need to do that too. But we need to help each other in the faith and the word and study together, learn together. That's the deal. Oy, such a deal. Verse 14. I know, I'm off the wall. I know and am persuaded in the Master, Yeshua, that none at all is common of itself. But to him who regards whatever to be common, to him it is common. In other words, not really fit for holy food or sacrifice or whatever. Verse 15, and if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not, by your food, ruin the one for whom Messiah died. Verse 16, do not then allow your good to be spoken of as evil. All right, there were vegetarians that didn't like to slaughter animals and kill and eat animals. And there were others that would eat meat. And they were having a controversy at that time between the vegetarians and the non-vegetarians. Well, that's what he's speaking of here. Verse 16, do not then allow your good to be spoken of as evil. Verse 17, for the reign of Elohim is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the set-apart spirit. Rejoice together, fellowship together, like we just did at the feast. We just had the Feast of Tabernacles. And, oh, wow. Verse 18, for he who is serving Messiah in these matters is well-pleasing to Elohim and approved by men. In other words, he's going to make Yahweh happy and he's going to get along with everybody. Being humble and gentle and kind, those are good things. We need to be them toward each other all the time. Verse 19, so then let us pursue the matters of peace and the matters for building up one another. There you go, building up one another, helping each other, not just physically, but spiritually. Verse 20, do not destroy the work of Elohim for the sake of food. All indeed are clean, but evil to that man who eats so as to cause stumbling. In other words, he's not talking about pork and stuff like that. It's not okay to eat pork. He's talking about regular meat. Some of the vegetarians, you know, please don't eat meat around me. Well, okay, if we're fellowshipping together, I'll eat vegetables, no problem. And it elucidates that right here in verse 21. I'm not talking out of my hat here. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine, nor to do whatever by which your brother stumbles. In other words, if he's a vegetarian, don't eat meat around him. And if he's a non-drinker, don't drink a little wine around him. I'll have a little drink of red wine here at the house, but I don't go out and go to bars. That's different. A little wine is good for the blood. But don't be a drunkard. There are stages to that. You can have a drink of wine with a meal. It's good for you, actually, if you read the scriptures. But don't drink a whole bottle and get plowed. Okay? There's an extreme there that you don't go past a certain point. Verse 22. Do you have belief? Have it to yourself before Elohim. Blessed is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. Verse 23. But he who doubts if he eats is condemned because it is not of belief, and all that is not of belief is sin. In other words, don't follow food fads. That makes it simple, doesn't it? Don't follow food fads. Don't try to eat to impress somebody. If you're in with a bunch of vegetarians and you really would like a steak, excuse yourself and go to a restaurant and have a steak. You don't eat the steak and offend those people, but you don't come in and just be miserable eating a vegetarian meal and not being satisfied, because that's hypocrisy. That's what he's talking about there. Okay? He's not talking about unclean foods, pork, catfish, shellfish, you know, bottom feeders, carrion birds. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the two different sects that had different eating habits and were arguing among themselves in Rome. That's what was going on. And he was trying to, look, guys, it's not whether you eat meat or veggies. It's how you deal with each other in Elohim. Are you treating each other as brothers? Don't let this food thing get between you and cause you to sin. And that's what that last verse was. But he who doubts if he eats is condemned, because it is not of belief, and all that is not of belief is sin. In other words, if you are not completely convinced that you should eat nothing but vegetables, and you continue to do it, you're faking it, okay? You're faking it. Because I will tell people straight up, I am not a strict vegetarian. I eat a lot of vegetables, but not all vegetables. I do eat meat. And if that bothers you, I will not eat the meat in your presence. But if I go home or if I'm with my other meat-eating friends and I'm going to eat, don't come in and condemn me for eating meat. You know, I will honor your house when I'm in it. But if I'm not in your house, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm not going to fake it and say I'm a vegetarian, because I am not. I'm upfront about that. That ends chapter 14. Now we're going to begin chapter 15 of the book of Romans, verse 1. But we who are strong, that's strong in the spirit, ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Verse 2, let each one of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. Verse 3, and you can reference Psalm 69, verse 9, Psalm 69, verse 9 for this. For even the Messiah did not please himself, but as it has been written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell upon me. Verse 4. For whatever was written before was written for our instruction. Okay. That through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures we might have the expectation. And the notes on verse 4 are 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. 1 Maccabees 12, 9. 2 Maccabees chapter 15, verse 9. 2 Maccabees 15, 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. That's 1 Corinthians 10, 11. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Okay, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Verse 5. And the Elohim of endurance and encouragement give you to be of the same mind toward one another according to Messiah Yeshua. Don't take off on your own way. Follow the way of Messiah, okay? verse 6, that with one mind and one mouth you might praise the Elohim and Father of our Master Yeshua Messiah. In other words, don't get caught up in mankind stuff. Follow the scripture, follow the word, follow the teachings of Messiah. Verse 7. So accept one another as Messiah also did accept us to the esteem of Elohim, to praise and glory in Yahweh. Okay. Verse 8. And I say that Yeshua Messiah has become a servant of the circumcised for the truth of Elohim, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. In other words, a lot of the circumcision were the ones that wanted to get rid of him. Well, he's serving them by showing the promises made to the fathers came true. Verse 9. And for the nations to praise Elohim for his compassion. That's the nations in dispersion. As it has been written, because of this I shall confess to you among the nations, and I shall sing to your name. Reference Exodus Second Samuel. That's not Shemoth, that's Shem. Okay. 2 Samuel 22:50. That is 2 Samuel 22:50. And Psalm 18:49. Verse 10. And again it says, rejoice, O nations, with his people. Deuteronomy 32:43. All right, now this is not just the Israel nations and nations in dispersion, but the Israelites were in dispersion in other nations. You understand? Some of the nations were non-Israel nations, where Israel was in dispersion. And they would sing to Yahweh and praise Yahweh in those nations and glorify him in front of these other people and just amaze them. Verse 11. And again, praise Yahweh, all you nations. Praise him, all you peoples. Psalm 117:1. A lot of these nations where they were dispersed were Israel and they didn't know it. Okay, so that was another thing. They were singing and praising in Israel nations that didn't even know they were Israel nations. They were lost sheep. They didn't know their identity, like a lot of the people today don't know their identity. And that's what we try to teach here. Verse 12. And again Yeshayahu said, there shall be a root of Yeshai, that's Jesse, okay? And he who shall rise to reign over the nations, on him the nations shall set their expectation. That's Isaiah 11:10. Isaiah 11:10. And Yeshua will reign over the Israel nations. So, verse 13 of chapter 15. And the Elohim of expectation fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you overflow with expectation by the power of the set apart spirit. Expectation is the hope of resurrection and entering into the kingdom. And you just overflow with that. You're just thrilled. Okay. Verse 14. Now I myself am persuaded concerning you, my brothers, that you too are filled with goodness, complete in all knowledge, able to also admonish one another. In other words, correct one another. That's not quite right, brother. The scripture says this, and you should do it this way, you know. You're fooling around with this woman who's not a righteous woman. She's not one of us. You really don't need to do that. To admonish, okay, to correct one another, which may lead to some discussions. But how else do you learn? I mean, what better do you have to do than discuss scriptures and what they mean? You always come away learning something. Verse 15. But I have written more boldly to you, in part as reminding you because of the favor given to me by Elohim. That's the blessing of the Spirit and the blessing to the calling of the ministry. Okay. Verse 16. To be a servant of Yeshua Messiah to the nations. That's the nations in dispersion. He didn't go to anybody but the Israelites out in the other nations. With the priestly duty of bringing the good news of Elohim, that's good news is gospel in Hebrew. So that the offering of the nations becomes acceptable, set apart by the set apart spirit. These Israelites will want to offer to Yahweh. Okay. Verse 17, therefore I have cause for boasting in Messiah Yeshua in the matters pertaining to Elohim. He's going to tell all what Yeshua did, all the miracles and all the blessings and all the law and the teachings. And, oh yeah. Verse 18 just clarifies it. For I shall not presume to speak of any except what my Messiah has worked out through me in word and deed to make the nations obedient, to bring the dispersed Israelites into the remnant. Okay? Verse 19. In power of signs and wonders, and power of the Spirit of Elohim, that so that from Jerusalem and roundabout to Illyricum, I have completed the preaching of the good news of Messiah. Verse 20. And so I was ambitious to bring the good news where Messiah had not been named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. In other words, if they had a big congregation there, they didn't need him to go and preach. He needed to go where they hadn't heard the word about Messiah and make converts there. That was his mission. Verse 21. But as it has been written, to whom it was not announced concerning him, they shall see, and those that have not heard shall understand. Go preach the word to people that haven't heard it before and amaze them, and they will believe on Messiah. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 52, verse 15. That's Isaiah 52:15 on that verse. Verse 22. This is why I was I got my tongue in front of my teeth here. Can't see what I'm saying. This is why I was often hindered from coming to you. He was busy with other work that he got called aside. And you can reference Romans chapter 1, verse 13 on that verse. Romans 1, 13. Verse 23, but now, no longer having a place in these parts and having a longing to come to you for many years, verse 24, I shall come to you when I go to Spain. For I expect to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. Verses 25 and 26, you can reference 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 through 4. That's 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 through 4 for verses 25 and 26. Verse 25, but now I am going to Jerusalem to serve the set apart ones. Verse 26, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make some contribution for the poor among the set apart ones who are in Jerusalem. They took up a collection to send to Jerusalem to the believers in Jerusalem because they were persecuted and there were some very poor people there, so they were going to help with funds for those poor. Verse 27, and you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 9, 11 for verse 27. For they were pleased, and they are their debtors. For if the nations have shared in their spiritual matters, their duty is also to serve them in material matters. Okay, if you're going to fellowship and worship with them, you also need to help support them if they're down and out because of persecution. Verse 28, we see a lot of that today, people helping. I've been helped. Believe me, I have been blessed through Yahweh. And people have helped me. They appreciate what Yahweh is doing through me, using me as his servant, and they have helped me. Because my ministry takes up so much of my time, I can't work. I'm living on Social Security. I'm living mighty poor. Sometimes I need a little leg up, and that's come. I've never asked for it. But Yahweh sends them to me through the Holy Spirit. That's how I deal with it. Yahweh takes care of his own. Verse 28, having completed this then, and having put my seal on this fruit of theirs, that's their deeds, I shall return through you to Spain. And the fruit is the donations that he was going to take to Jerusalem. Verse 29, and I shall know that when I come to you, I shall come in the completeness of the blessings of the good news of Messiah. Verse 30. But I urge you, brothers, through our Master Yeshua Messiah and through the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in prayers for me unto Elohim. In other words, pray for me that Elohim will take care of me, because prayer avails much, okay? Yahweh hears his righteous people praying. He hears those prayers. Verse 31, that I might be delivered from those in Yehuda who do not believe, and that my service for Yerushalayim be well received by the set apart ones. Verse 32, that I might come to you with joy, through the desire of Elohim and be refreshed together with you. Verse 33, and the Elohim of peace be with you all. Amen. That ends chapter 15 of the book of Romans. Now he has a little personal note that he has written to some of the locals to instruct them on what to do. That's chapter 16, which is a short chapter. Verse 1 of chapter 16. And I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the assembly in Kenchrea. Verse 2, that you receive her in Yahweh, worthy of the set apart ones, and assist her in whatever matter she has need of you, for she has been a great help to many, including me. These are personal notes that he has on the back of this Roman epistle. Verse 3, and you can reference Acts chapter 18, verse 2. Acts 18:2. Greet Priscilla and Aquilus, my fellow workers in Messiah, Yeshua, verse 4, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the assemblies of the nations. Everybody was helping him because the Pharisees and the temple elders and the Edomites wanted to kill Paul very badly. And they plotted against him and incited the crowds just terribly. They do the same thing today with the truth tellers. Verse 5, and the assembly that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epainetus, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Messiah. He was his first convert, in other words. Verse 6. Greet Miriam, who worked very hard for us. Verse 7. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my relatives and my fellow prisoners, who are eminent among the emissaries, who also were in Messiah before me. Number 8, greet Amplius, my beloved in Yahweh. Verse 9, greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Messiah, and Stachus, my beloved. Verse 10, greet Apelles, the approved in Messiah. Greet those who are of Aristobulus. Students, okay. Greet, verse 11. Greet Herodian, my relative. Greet those who are of Narcissus, who are in Yahweh. Verse 12. Greet Trufena and Trufosa, who work in Yahweh. Greet the beloved Persis, who worked very hard in Yahweh. Verse 13, and you can reference Mark chapter 15, verse 21. Mark 15, 21 for this verse. Greet Rufus, chosen in Yahweh, and his mother and mine. Verse 14. Greet Asugritos, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brothers who are with them. That was another little assembly. He's saying, say hi to all these people for me, is what he's doing. Verse 15, Greet Philologos and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the set-apart ones who are with them. People of the remnant. Okay, verse 16. Greet one another with a set-apart kiss. The assemblies of Messiah greet you. Now, that was how they used to do the old tradition, kissing each other on the cheek, you know. You see a lot of that in Europe. It's still done, okay? Not kissing on the mouth like a homo. Verse 17. Now I call upon you, brothers, watch out for those who cause divisions and stumbling, contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. In other words, fakers, false, infiltrators. We see that today. Verse 18. For such ones do not serve our Master Yeshua Messiah, but their own stomach. And by smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive the heart of the innocent. Wolves in sheep's clothing. They're with us today. Verse 19. Your obedience indeed is reported to all. Therefore I rejoice concerning you, but I wish you to be wise indeed as to the good and simple toward the evil. Verse 20. And the Elohim of peace shall crush Satan under your feet shortly. The favor of our Master Yeshua Messiah be with you. Amen. Verse 21, and you can reference Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Acts 16, 1. Timotheos, my fellow worker, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my relatives, greet you. All right, verse 22. This is the scribe that wrote this for Paul. Remember, Paul started having vision problems, and he had a scribe go around with him, and he would dictate things, and the scribe would write them down. Well, this is the scribe, verse 22. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in Yahweh. The scribe said hello. Okay? Verse 23. You can reference for verse 23, Acts chapter 19, verse 29, Acts 19, 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, that's 1 Corinthians 1, 14, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20, 2 Timothy 4, verse 20. Verse 23, Gaius, the host of all the assembly and me, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, and Quartus, a brother. Verse 24, the favor of our Master Yeshua Messiah be with you all. Amen. Verse 25, and to him who is able to establish you according to my good news and the preaching of Yeshua Messiah according to the revelation of the secret which was kept silent since times of old. Verse 26. But now has been made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the everlasting Elohim, for belief, obedience. And verse 27, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 18, verse 24. 4th Maccabees 18, 24. Verse 27, to Elohim, wise alone, be the esteem through Yeshua Messiah forever. Amen. And that ends the book of Romans. So, we will be beginning on the next show in 1 Corinthians. He was going to the assembly at Corinth and addressing that assembly there. So I'm going to play a little bit of music here and end the show with that. I have enjoyed reading the book of Romans. I have given you a lot of notes and some good study material. And as soon as the show airs, I'll put it into the archives. So, thank you for listening. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Here I lay upon my dying pillow. Round my bed I see those tear-dimmed eyes. They are watching the saddest thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he dies. Me.
Thank you very much.
other.
Can't you hear me say?
Steve, you are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.